Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Author Expert Podcast Series. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director for Annie's Big City number one national radio campaign that includes a performance guarantee and unlimited media training. Annie Jennings also offers her famous performance publicity program with no monthly retainers for influential online media outlets and television across the country. If you want high power publicity for yourself, please contact AnnieJenningsPR.com. Today's guest is Mark Scribner. He's managing director of Oxygen Financial, where he works with successful entrepreneurs, business owners, and high net worth families. Oxygen Financial provides numerous financial well-being resources on their site, which is oxygenfinancial.com. And Mark, it's so great talking with you again.
Thank you so much. It's great to connect. I think we talked about a year ago, and a lot of great changes have happened here today.
Yes, they have, and that's why we want you back. Tell us what's been happening at Oxygen.
Well, you guys had a real big part of some of the great stuff. I got some media training from your group about a year ago, and then consequently I've been doing some national TV hits probably three or four times a week between myself and my business partner. We'll be on live really large TV marketplaces about 150 times this year, which is amazing.
In addition to what you're doing on the business side of things, what about for your clients? Tell us about the benefits for your clients, your services, how you work with people.
Well, I mean, there's been probably no more time that people have needed help and expertise and service when you've gone through a crazy situation with the Fed increasing interest rates so rapidly, inflation at four decade old highs right now. And so service is really, really very valuable. When the markets were doing quite well, people figured that it was so easy that they didn't need any assistance. But what I think we do extremely well is the firm was built on education for the clients about transparency, about giving clients the tools to make really, really good decisions. And I think that's one of the reasons that we've grown so, so fast across the country. We're now up to 13 locations. And advisors at different firms are now flocking to our firm to try to learn how to deliver the kind of services that we deliver for our clients.
Now, you mentioned, the uncertainty, the market's a little tumultuous right now. Why, if you had to give the most important reason as to why clients would need your services at this moment in time, what would that be?
Well, I think we have the old Wayne Gretzky analogy. We go to where the puck is. We are constantly innovating, and I think from no other experience in my 30 years being a Wall Street advisor, I'm legitimately proud of what we deliver. We listen to what our client wants and needs, and we design all our services around those experiences. So it's more of an experience than it is a transaction for us, and we have almost a 99.9% retention rate of clients, and they're referring us to all their other people. They're not keeping us a secret, if you will. But I think really the firm is built on transparency and on financial literacy and education, which is really important to us.
And would you say your ideal clients, I mentioned in your intro that you work with high net worth families, entrepreneurs, business owners, does there have to be a certain level of assets that you're willing to take on? Who is your ideal client?
Well, the firm can accommodate really a lot of different people, multi-generational wealth, grandkids and all that. My personal expertise is working with CEOs, CFOs, higher net worth individuals, because that's where my experience is and that the needs are slightly different. So I'm often working with, say, a CEO of a pharmaceutical company being based here in Massachusetts. There's a lot of biotech and a lot of, the Modernas of the world, if you will. So my expertise is really almost like that family office experience, except for not having the same costs that are associated with creating a family office. So a lot of really granular stuff around like buying their boats, their jets, negotiating their condos, really operating like a private CFO for the family versus, just a one and done, buy a stock or manage a portfolio. It's so much more deep than that.
You really create that relationship with your clients.
Yes, absolutely. It's the cornerstone of everything that we do.
Mm. What would you say the most important takeaway is of this conversation, of what you're doing for your clients, how you're growing during this you know, really crazy time. I mean, sometimes that's the only word to describe it, right? It's just like this time where there's nobody's been here before. You know, I mean, the way that the markets are going and so on. So what would you say is, for you, the most important takeaway for people who may be feeling like, do I want a financial advisor? Do I not want a financial? Do I need one? What would your advice be to people that are kind of on the fence?
Well, in a lot of cases, working with an advisor, believe it or not, doesn't cost any more than what they're currently doing now. You know, inside your 401k, there's limited options. There's been some great developments in some of the tax law, like the Secure Act 2.0 allows a lot of different flexibility now in retirement plans. And now the retirement age is going to probably change again from retirement accounts. Right now it's 72. There's going to be some changes. So really it's all about when we have times of volatility like we have now, it's about asset location, not asset allocation. So a lot of advisors that have been advisors, say 10, 15 years, they've never really experienced a recession per se or a bear market. And there's a lot of skills that are needed in times when there's volatility and being able to allocate appropriately, you know, based on that experience. So I would say, you know, a lot of good financial planners will be happy to do a risk analysis just to make sure that your portfolio is lined up to take advantage of the potential recovery when it comes. And it's worth the exercise. And if it's a good fit, it's a great education at the very minimum.
Well, that sounds great. Everybody needs a little education, right? We don't. We think we might know, but we sometimes have no idea. And things are changing so much all the time. Like you said, when things are going good, it's easy to do your own stuff. But it's when things are tough that's when people need to turn to companies like your own. Again, we're talking with Mark Scribner. He's managing director of Oxygen Financial. And you can reach them at oxygenfinancial.com. Mark, do you have any parting words for our audience?
No, my parting words is it's a collaboration. It's not a dictatorship. When it works really well, it's a great synergistic situation. It's all about collaboration. And somebody who really cares about you advancing your financial causes, that's really the end goal at all costs.
Would you say, if you are, just one more question since you made me think of something, if you are interviewing financial advisors, if they say something, is there a red flag? Is there a red flag you should be watching out for if you're interviewing financial advisors to work with?
The analogy I always like the best is if you went into your doctor's office and you only said two or three words and they prescribed a medication for you and you took it, that doctor probably isn't, you know, thinking about your best interest in a lot of ways. It's all about trying to uncover truly what the goals are, what the concerns of the client are. So if someone's coming at you with a product solution right out of the gate without knowing, you know, all the facts and circumstances, the goals, the time horizon, things like that, there's not necessarily a bad financial product per se. There's bad application of a product. So I would say if somebody's jumping the gun and right out of the gate just recommending you go into XYZ fund or an annuity or some kind of a product that you need to have the time to understand the client, what they're trying to do, then I would run away from that. But it's all about if there's likability, it has to be both sides. You have to like the person you're working with and they should like you. And that's where the real benefits come from when everybody's transparent and free flowing with information and collaborating.
Beautiful. Well, I love it. And so if you want to learn more about Mark Scribner, about Oxygen Financial, check him out, oxygenfinancial.com. Mark, it's always a joy talking with you. Thanks for coming back on our show.
It's great to connect with you again. Have a great day.
And thank you all for listening to this podcast brought to you by AnnieJenningsPR.com. You can visit AnnieJenningsPR.com and learn how you too can enjoy high-powered, no-retainer publicity to build an influential brand and achieve your goals and objectives. Till next time,